Now, more recently, since the your show Hurrah for Cancer and so on, you've worked with the likes of Marcus Brigstocke and Phil Jupitis.
Yes.
Do you enjoy collaborating with kind of household names like that?
Yeah, with Phil. The thing with Phil is, obviously, for years, people have always got the pair of us mixed up. I mean, you know, people have actually got angry with me because I'm not Phil Jupitis.
Do you know, now you say it, I can see it.
Yeah, it's quite strange. I mean, at one point, you know, he was up to 24 stone. Mm. And he was, you know, 8 stone heavier than I. And he's bigger than I, me. He's brown-eyed. But people would just go, you know, you are him. And no, I'm not. We went to see Ian Dury we went to see. And right. This shows you how long ago it was. We were at the gig. And somebody came up to me and went, "Are you Phil Jupitis?" And I went, "No." He went, "You don't half look like him." And I said, "Well, if you think I look like him, what about him?" And pointed at Phil. And the bloke just looked and went, "He looks nothing like him." and the best one was we were at Latitude Festival, and a family came running up and went, Phil, can we have a photograph taken? And we stopped, and Phil and I turned around, and the family gathered round me, and the bloke turned to Phil and went, "Excuse me, mate, you couldn't do us a favour and take the photograph." and it was just like, we were thinking, they've got to be taking the mic. For some reason, people just think that I'm him, and he's used to get it, obviously, you know, as well when we were starting out together. And so we did a show together called Waiting for Alice, which was he and I as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We wrote it together and we put it on. We were doing the show, and I could see his eyes sort of like giving me the signal of look who's in the audience. And Salman Rushdie was sitting there.
Okay.
And we kind of went, okay, that's a bit odd. And he loved it. And he went back to the book festival and just told, you know, you've got to go. And then suddenly it was just authors coming down, because the whole thing is in the end is one of us leaves the book.
Right.
And then comes back and explains the situation that we're in a library, and the library's almost on a, you know, it's on its deathbed because nobody's coming down and taking out books. And it's sort of like the whole play ends up as the structure of the death of literature. And so all these authors were turning up because we had this big comment to make. And we were there, and there'd be the pair of us just going, J.K. Rowling's in the audience, Ian Banks, Rankin. And it was great. It was really nice that we suddenly became the book festival, this little show just for them.
Andre Vincent, thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Cheers, thank you. Good luck with it all.
Local radio by local people. S-C-R. Sydenham Community Radio.